lift your hands to Jesus and just praise the name of the Lord in this place. Lift your voice, lift your voice. I can't hear you. Marashada kabaria hadamosos. Oh, lift your voice in this place. Mari kabia handos. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Baradaba. Wow. Mama, mama. Oh, give a shout unto the Lord. Give a shout unto the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when he spoke to me about the song and he sent it to me, I was just excited hearing the lyrics of the song. And one thing it brought to mind was David. David is one special man who said something that is always on my heart. He says that, "Oh Lord, my God, early will I seek thee." He says, "In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." Now, this is what is important. He made known to us that he's in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. He was in the desert regions, but even in that time, David was not looking for water to drink. David was not looking for some pool. He's looking up to God and saying that, "God, I miss you. God, I need you. Oh Lord, my God, early will I seek you." He wasn't caring about the appetite he had at that moment for water. And this is someone who dwelt in the tabernacle of God. You know, it's said about David that David dwelt in the temple much more than he dwelt in the palace. He dwelt in the temple much more than he dwelt in the palace. And I believe that God is beckoning all of us to this place where we will have people who are seeking for God. Just like the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. This woman came to the well. She was going to fetch water. And then she meets Jesus, who is a Jew, asking her for water. Now, let's keep everything. But there is something significant about that story. Jesus speaks to her and says that, if only you knew the one who is asking you of drink, you would have rather asked him. If you only knew the gift of God who is come to you, who is here with you, who is here asking for drink, you would have rather asked him. And it was verified, because you see, as that woman encountered Jesus, when she left, she went back bringing a lot of people, because she saw that the waters were sweet. The waters that Jesus gave her were sweet. She didn't want any other water than what Jesus could give her. And God is calling that generation. You know, it's like the waters that David is in his camp, and he says that, there is some water at the well near Bethlehem. I want that water. And then two of his mighty men decided to break through the camp of the Philistines and go and get that water. When they brought the water, David looked at it. He said that, This water, the strife you went through to get me this water, the things you went through to get me this water, I cannot take it. It's holy. And then he decided to pour it as a libation to God. You see, when you come to that place where you see sweet water, it doesn't matter if it's in the camp of the Philistines, you will still be thinking about that one. You will not be thinking about... You see, at that time, David had water right in front of him, but he had tasted of a certain water that, this one is special. This one is very good. You know how scripture says that when you give the prophet a cup of cold water, you understand? So it was like cold water, something to cool him down. And David says that, "Get me that water. And they went all the way into the camp of the Philistines. That is what God is seeking from you. People who need him, people who want him, people who desire him. You know, we want a generation that you are not moved by mundane things. You are not moved by whatever is going on around you. There is one thing in my heart, one thing I desire, to dwell before you, to dwell in your presence. And if you are that generation, I want you to lift your voice. You want to begin to cry to the Lord. You are telling God that, God, I am that one who is seeking for you. I am that one who wants you more. Nothing can satisfy me. The woman had many husbands, many men she had been with, but none could satisfy her. So you are going to tell God this evening, and you are saying, Lord, I am that one that nothing can satisfy, but if you will give me water to drink, if you will give me of you to drink, I know that I'll be satisfied. I know that I'll be satisfied. The proof of any man who has actually drank of the wells of God, of the wells of Christ, is that he will go back. You know, Proverbs chapter 23 talks about a drunken man. He says that this man, they beat him, They do this to him, they do that to him. He sees visions, he sees weird things, strange things. And at the end of it all, this is the thought of that drunken man. He says that, when will I become sober so that I can go and get the wine again? The drunk man, the only reason a drunk man wants to be sober is so that he will have a fresh experience. He can go and get that water again. When you see me and I'm sober, I'm just saying, Lord, another 1,000. Lord, another measure. Lord, another thing here. That is the only reason why I can be sober. Oh, that's the only reason I can be sober. Because I want more. Lift your voice and pray. Mara shakaros. Maraba shadaba. Raba shadaba. Shadaba de kai no matter. Lift your voice all over this room. And you are telling the Lord. Merebe de besha tadegamasha. Merika zaliaha. Mekelemosha. Rebe no more. Merika diya. Thank you, Lord. Mereshotas. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mekoboro. Rapapa. Lift your voice all over. Merikele. Lift your voice all over. Mekidigia. Meredigadosa. Meredigika. Mekombele.
I will build intimate.
Come on.
I will build. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate Minister Nanamwai. Say hello. You can do it better to them.